fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
And now, without further ado, let's begin.
I have worked as a child psychiatrist for more than 10 years, but there is one incident that I will never forget. At the start of my career, I did not have a separate office, so I used to go to my clients' houses for counseling sessions. There was a child named Annie. Her parents told me that despite being 10 years old, she was unable to distinguish reality from her imagination. I used to have one-hour sessions with her, and it was exceedingly difficult to get her to open up to me. We played games and even watched movies to unveil her emotions, but she would not share what was going on inside her head. One day, as I was asking about her friends, she blatantly told me about a clown that stays in her basement. I found it funny, but kept myself quiet because Annie was finally opening up to me. I asked her how she knew about the clown. Then she told me, "There's a clown that comes to my bedroom every night. He tries to take me to the basement where he lives. He is not a good man." I knew that children around that age are quite imaginative, and sometimes they fail to understand the difference between reality and imagination. So, I asked Annie to keep track of her dreams and gave her a small diary. After a few days, the topic of the clown subsided. Then, the following week, Annie came back with the diary and said, "The clown was asking about you last night. He said he wants to meet you." I felt a little scared when she said that, not going to lie, but I quickly brushed it off, thinking she was just a child. As I opened the diary, I found nothing but dreams about the clown written on every page. I felt quite frustrated and decided to explore the basement. Annie told me that the clown does not like to be visited during the day. "He gets angry," Annie remarked. I assured her that nothing was going to happen and went to the basement with her. I reached my hand for the light switch, but I couldn't find it. Finally, I found it. Just as I turned on the light, I saw a man-sized clown standing in the corner of the room. He stood there like a statue in his white pajamas, bright red bow tie, and a long white hat. The distinctive clown paint was running from the clown's eyes, making him look deformed, with an evil grin on his face. Slowly, he began to give a very wide smile and moved his eyeballs towards Annie and me consecutively. I shut my eyes and screamed as loudly as I could. When I opened my eyes, the clown had disappeared. As Annie and I began running upstairs, I could hear someone right behind me. Annie managed to get out, but the clown grabbed my leg. He came close to my face. I quickly realized It was Annie's dad. He looked furious and whispered, "If you tell this to anyone, I will not spare you."
Saving money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
I have only experienced sleep paralysis once in my life, but it was a terrifying ordeal. I am a female, and I have a female twin sister, and we were about 14 or 15 years old when this situation occurred. In our childhood home, our room was a converted garage, very spacious, with built-in bed frames across from one another, a large window placed between them. To the side of my bed was another window with a street light that would pour light into the room while we slept. We have always been open to paranormal activity and have had numerous experiences in the house before, but nothing like this encounter. Late one night, I woke up to a dark, quiet room. I recognized that I was awake and fully conscious, but soon realized I could not move my legs or my arms at all, just my eyes. I have never experienced this sensation before, so I was taken aback, but quickly decided to start small by trying to make my pinky finger move. I concentrated very hard for what seemed like 10 to 15 minutes on simply moving one finger, when finally I began wiggling it slightly. Caught up in the excitement of this small accomplishment, I suddenly became acutely aware of an intense feeling that someone else was in the room watching this progress. Because I share a room with my sister, the first thing I did was look over towards her bed, to the south of my field of vision, and was surprised to see a dark figure standing by the head of her bed. My sister has long, fluffy, and curly hair, and at first I thought the silhouette of this shadow had hair like hers, so I initially thought that it was her. That was until the figure started drifting towards my bed. Keep in mind, I am still completely unable to move anything other than my eyes. As the figure moves closer to me, I realize it's not my sister and has no defining features, just a dark shadow. Additionally, it isn't walking, but more like floating towards me. My heart begins to beat rapidly, and I start pumping adrenaline into my system, desperately trying to move as I see the figure floating closer and closer to me. The shadow never turns, but instead keeps what I assume to be its face pointed forward towards the window to the side of my bed with the streetlight coming in. It's staying at just the edge of my field of vision, to where I must strain my eyes to keep looking at it. As the figure begins to enter the light, I am still unable to distinguish any defining features, despite it being illuminated by the light from the outside. This is when the figure begins to slowly turn its face upward towards the light, and I am still unable to distinguish any discernible features. I am almost at my breaking point mentally, as I am fighting to keep my eyes on this terrifying sight. I try shouting out to get my sister's attention, but I can't even get a whimper out. Suddenly, as if from a horror film, the figure's head begins to jerk and shake rapidly, without an obvious cause or purpose. At this point, the whole situation was too much for me, and I force myself to faint, and I pass out again. When I woke up, I could move just fine, and was left with no evidence of this horrific encounter, aside from the terrifying memory. I believe I, as well as others on the property, encountered the shadow figure again, but nothing quite as intimate as this time. I'm not very good at writing. In fact, I feel like sometimes I ramble off topic, but I will give it my best to keep this in order. This is one of my many terrifying stories that will forever haunt me. For a little context, this happened when I was very young, around 7 or 8 years old. We lived in quite a big neighborhood. At the time, it was just my parents, my brother, who was 3 years older, and myself. My mom later had two other children. It was probably late spring leading into summer. Nights got longer and warmer, so my mom liked to keep the windows open. That being said, the sliding back door was connected to our kitchen. Our living room is what you come into first when you open the front door. We were sitting in the living room one night with my mom watching one of her favorite shows. We were all enjoying spending time with each other. Our dad worked nights, so he was not here during this. I remember my mom sitting on the corner of our sectional couch, my brother on the armchair next to her, and me right beside her. She always had to have ice-cold Pepsi with her at all times, and as kids, we always want what our parents have. So of course, I asked her for a drink. She didn't want me to have too much before bed, so she told me to go get a small cup and she would give me just a little bit. I remember skipping into the kitchen excited, since she said I could have some, and reaching up to open the cabinet to grab a cup. In the moment, I realized I was too short to reach, but at the same moment, something sent a chill down my spine, as I heard glass shatter. Confused, I wasn't quite sure where it came from, so I spun around to look. There, outside the back patio, was a broken beer bottle. I went back into the living room to tell my mom what I had heard and seen. It was the 90s, so parents at the time, we all know, didn't really care or worry as much as they do now. She brushed it off as some fluke, or you're just hearing things, ordeal. In the moment, I believed her. Of course I did. She's my mom. So I went back the second time to get the cup. I was on a mission. I can get that cup by myself. I didn't need help. So I scurried over to the counter and hiked my knee up on top to give me a boost. As I'm kneeling on the counter, ready to grab the cup, there it was. A weird breathing sound coming from the back porch. I turned my head slowly to look. As I jumped down off the counter, I still couldn't see much as it was dark outside. I started walking closer to the back patio to get a better look, due to our back porch light being on. And right when I got to the sliding screen, a man stepped right in front of me. I remember feeling a deep burn in the pit of my stomach and static on my skin. Not only was this man standing there looking down at me, he was only wearing a shirt, a half-cut gray shirt. That's it. Nothing below. Just the shirt, which would appear to be wet. What was maybe not even a minute long, felt like 20 minutes. He went to reach for the screen door latch. Thankfully, I was able to unfreeze from the horror and run back to my mom screaming. By the time she got there, he was gone, disappeared into the pitch dark of the night. The next morning, I woke up and met up with my friends. We were on the backside of all the townhomes playing when it hit me. Looking at the majority of everyone's back porch, there was a broken beer bottle. This man seemingly was peeping into everyone's back door. I'm guessing to finally come across one that was open. Later it dawned on me who this man might have been. The maintenance man of the townhomes and his daughters went to my school. I don't know what would have happened if I never unfroze in that moment as he reached for the latch. If he had opened the door, would he have grabbed me? Would he have hurt me? Would he have tried to come inside and hurt all of us? I'll never know, thankfully. No one knows. Nothing was ever done. Nothing was ever reported. I'm not even sure if my mom believes me, but I know what I saw. It will forever be burned into my memory.
Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you found this exploration as enthralling as we did, please like, share, and subscribe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.